Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
So this app could change your whole summer, could make it way more fun if you don't have a pool. So there's a new app that it's called Swimply, and it's basically like Airbnb for pools. And we were looking at this weekend because we don't have a pool. And I really am interested if it's worth having a pool. As we look at houses and we think about maybe moving to different places, all these places on Zillow pop up and they have pools. So I threw this on Facebook and I'm curious, is it worth having a pool at your house, or is it way too much upkeep? Okay, especially in Chicagoland area, right? Where you only get to use it for a certain amount of months. And so part of me wants to have a pool because I think that'd be awesome. But the rest of me is like, I don't want to take care of a pool. It feels like a lot of work. So I'm just going to open the line. If you have a pool, is it worth it? Is it a lot of work? 312-946-4995. Now, I did put this on Facebook, and there were a lot of different opinions. Most people said, it doesn't matter the amount of work. It's totally worth it. Some people said, oh, no, it is the worst. And there's not a lot of in between. So 312-946-4995. Is it worth having a pool at your house? Or is it worth just jumping on that app and like, you know what? I'm going to rent this human's pool for, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours, and we can go use it when we want, and then they can clean it, and I don't have to worry about it. Let's start with Katie and Elgin. Is it a pain in the butt, or is it worth it?
Totally worth it. I mean, it is a lot of work, but once you figure it out, you can keep it looking nice. The most important part to know is that you have to have a good cover, and it can keep the heat and the chemicals in, and then also just heat it up extra, and you can swim from May to October.
Okay, so you get a couple of extra months out of it, is what you're saying.
Yep, just pay to heat it. It's totally worth it. It's like a giant hot tub.
Pay to heat. So, yeah, so does it cost a lot extra to keep it heated that long, though?
Well, not if you have a good cover, but I mean, your gas bill will go up because gas is crazy,
yeah,
but it's totally worth it.
So pros and cons. Pros that you have a pool, you get to use it all the way from May to October. Con is that you got to invest a little bit of money to make sure that it's usable.
But you don't have to pay for vacations as much either. So.
Perfect. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good point, too. Thank you so much for calling. John from Des Plaines, you got a pool?
I'm in it right now.
You're in the pool. That's amazing. So, okay, you're hanging out of the pool. Pros and cons of having the pool, Jonathan. Go ahead.
So, I can't really give you a list of any cons, I guess. I mean, yeah, you got to spend one day setting it up and one day putting it away. But besides that, days like today, you're just sitting in a floaty, enjoying some beverages, listening to 99.5.
So gotcha. Yeah, really, I like all those things you're saying. So yours is an above-ground pool?
It is an above ground. It's nothing large. It's only 12 feet wide.
Gotcha.
And like 2.5 feet deep, but it's just the right size for a couple of people to float in.
So something simple. Maybe that's the key, right? So there is an in between, right? You got to have. Do you know if the in ground pool is harder to keep up?
So I would say an in ground pool is probably definitely more hard to keep up and probably quite a bit more expensive to keep up.
Gotcha.
This above ground, smaller pool. Not too expensive to maintain, and
right. It
does the job that I'm looking for.
God, perfect. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Kaylin Downers Grove, you got a pool?
I got a pool.
You got
but
a pool?
I also am a lifeguard, so I've been around pools for a long time.
Okay, so you're like a pool expert. Got it.
I'm a pool expert here. I was like, I got to call in.
In-ground pool or above-ground pool you got?
In-ground pool.
Okay, so is that one worth it to have, or is it a lot of upkeep?
I will say we just got it. This year, it is a lot of upkeep so far, but it is 110% worth it.
Okay, so it's a lot of work, but worth it. Now, does it matter how many trees you have by you, too? Like, how many leaves are getting in your pool?